Well, this morning we're going to have a little fun because we're going to talk about something that's fun. The Iowa Games are coming up, the Summer Iowa Games coming up not too far down the road. Sign-up periods are getting ready to get started here, and you need to be thinking about all the good things, the good competition that you can have with the Iowa Games this summer. Clarence Hudson is the executive director and is in with us this morning. Clarence, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it very much.
I'm really happy to be here.
Well, it must mean that the weather's going to get a whole lot nicer soon because we're talking the Iowa Games. It's got to be good weather.
Well, you know, we've had some of those years where it's been really, really hot. Mm-hmm. We've had some years where it's been rainy and cold, but I tell you, we're going to have perfect weather this year.
Iowa Games happen when?
Well, right now, our first weekend is July 11th, 12th, and 13th. And the last weekend, the final weekend, is July 25th and 27th. You know, when we started this in 1987, we had one weekend. We had 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and that was it. Today we've got three weekends and really a lot more than that. We start early in that with different products and different games and different events at different locations. Matter of fact, trap shooting has already started.
Why has this grown like it has?
You know, we have a national organization called the National Congress of State Games, and they ask us the same thing, is that how do you guys pull this off in Iowa? And I'll tell you, Jim, a lot of it is because of the people of Iowa. The people of Iowa, they're just great people. They're active. They love things that are all about Iowa, and they support us 100%. So, and we've kind of really diversified our things that we do, and we try to include as many different sports as we can, especially what we call our unique sports. But it's really because of the people of Iowa.
When you get so much participation, the age range of the participants, the skill level range, it's not it's an Olympic-style event, mm-hmm. but you don't have to be necessarily a world-class athlete to compete and have fun.
No, you do not. And as you say, our age range ranges from the senior all the way down to the elementary-aged student. Last year, we had a 91-year-old woman swim in the games.
Really?
And an 88-year-old gentleman running that track meet. And if you'll come to our try, you'll see four or five 70-plus individuals will do our mini try, which is a 400-meter swim, 15-mile bike ride, and a 5K run. But they'll finish. It's amazing.
Oh, it's impressive. It's impressive that they even want to jump out there and give that a shot. You know, some folks are always, some folks sometimes are just afraid. They don't mind going out and challenging themselves, but they're not sure they want to do it in a public venue like that. But the Iowa Games lends itself to doing those types of things and having some fun. And when you look at the list, the roster of different events and things, you've got to find something that you at least find intriguing on the list.
We have nearly 60 events in the Summer Iowa Games. And out of the 60 events, I think we were talking a few minutes ago about some of the unique events that mm-hmm. we have. Fencing. I mean, sometimes we don't know who they are, but there's a lot of Iowans that tried fencing or may even fenced in college. And all of a sudden they come home and 10 years later they go out and get the old epee out and here they are in the Iowa Games. And mm-hmm. so we have fencing. Pickleball. That's a new sport we picked up about 3 years ago. It has continued to grow. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a pickleball tournament prior to the Senior Iowa Games and prior to the Summer Iowa Games just to try to get some interest built up or because the interest is built up so much. But pickleball is a sport that you can play at the pro level, or you can play it at the senior level. It's a unique game. It's wiffle ball.
Mm-hmm.
And a paddle, and you play it on a basketball court, and you put a net down, which is about a 4-foot net, and it's stand-up table tennis, to give you a picture. Mm-hmm. You have two players on each side, and you serve, and then you alternate back and forth until a point is scored. So it's literally stand-up table tennis.
You know, I think at one point when we were young children, and we kind of got bored with the usual stuff, we all tried to use a couple of different things from different sports and kind of come up with our own little backyard games.
Sure.
And things. You know, sometimes you never know what you come up with. We might see bag toss in the Iowa Games at some point.
You know, we've thought about that.
Let's not go that far yet. We'll see. We'll see down the road.
We're looking for a sponsor for what we're talking about, our tailgate triathlon. And what we're going to do is we're going to take it around to different cities during the off season when we're not having the summer games, and do like a tailgate triathlon in a parking lot in these communities, the Iowa Games, and part of that could be bag toss, the standing long jump, vertical jump and some of those things to kind of get some contests where people can win some prizes.
Do you actually have to be grilling when you're competing then?
Well, you know, you might have to.
You got to have grilling with a tailgate, right? Well, right. Some of the events are really fun. Some of them are pretty serious. Some folks take advantage of it. And you can compete on a serious level. There are different levels in a lot of these sports for different folks, that depending upon their level of skill and how hard they want to go at it.
Exactly. And just for example, our archery, we have a tremendous amount of interest in our archery. Mm-hmm. And we had one of our athletes compete in the Paralympics in London and win a silver medal.
Excellent.
He came back a couple of weeks later and won the gold medal. And he's from Fairfield, Iowa. And the unique thing about him is he shoots the bow and arrow with his feet. And it's really unique, and he's been in the Iowa Games, and that's where he got, you know, that desire to go compete at a higher level. And we've had others, the lady, the girl from Iowa that shoots in the Olympics, mm-hmm. She's competed in the Games. And you can keep going. Lolo Jones competed in the Games. But you're right. There's a lot of different levels that compete. But the neat thing about it is that it's just normal, everyday, average Iowans.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to get involved, you kind of need to get yourself organized, too. There are a lot of team sports involved here. Mm-hmm. There are also individual things you can do, but you do need to get yourself organized and get ready so you get signed up when those appropriate time periods are open.
Yes, sir. And the thing about it is that the best way to find out the deadlines, we have three different deadlines. We have an early deadline, we have a final deadline, and we have an online deadline. And go to iowagames.org and just hit on sports. And the Summer Iowa Games will come up. Hit on the Summer Iowa Games. You'll see a hieroglyphics of your sport, of what you're looking at joining. And click on that. You get all the information, how to sign up, the cost, how to get involved, the whole works.
Well, a lot of people do. Over 400,000 athletes have participated in the Iowa Games at some point since you started in 1987. It's a very popular opportunity for folks to get involved each year. And it seems like the numbers stay pretty steady.
You know, we've probably averaged 13,000 athletes every year in our games. Mm-hmm. And we've been as high as 18, and I think our lowest ever was around 9.
Sure.
So it's really neat, and it's unique to us because Nebraska and Texas and Mississippi and New York and Illinois, they can't match our numbers overall.
You bet. Well, I know you get great sponsorship, too. Corporate partners are wonderful to have for an event like this, which helps to keep the cost down. There are some costs for some of the events too, but it's fairly reasonable.
You know, the thing about the thing that we've tried to do and what our sponsors really help us do is to keep our costs down. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Iowa Summer Iowa Games is powered by the Iowa Food and Family Project. And the Iowa Food and Family Project is an organization that's housed at the Iowa Soybean Association. Their whole function and whole goal is to educate Iowans on where their food comes from and the fact that the Iowa farmer is a ecological friendly person that wants to make sure that he preserves the soil and wants to make sure that he's doing the things the right way. And a lot of times you get negative information out there from the news all the time. You don't ever hear the positive. And the Iowa Food and Family Project is all about positive, what the Iowa farmer does positively. Mm-hmm. So they joined us about 3 years ago and has been the presenting sponsor of the Iowa Games, and we've partnered, and it's been a great partnership.
Oh, eat healthy and be a better athlete.
You have to do that.
Yeah, well, if you're going to continue with athletics throughout your life, and there are many athletic events that you can continue out that are lifetime sports, and isn't that really the key? I mean, it'd be great to play in the NFL. It'd be great to be able to play Major League Baseball, but that's not realistic for the vast majority of the population. But you can stay active throughout your life.
You know, and that's a really neat thing about what we do as well, is that there are things in the games and outside the games that the Iowa Sports Foundation does. We're going to have a tour ride. And that tour ride, we're going to have it. It's going to travel across the state of Iowa. Our first one's going to be in Dubuque, Iowa. It's going to be in September. It's going to be a Saturday and a Sunday. You ride 70 miles on a Saturday, 50 miles on a Sunday. We provide the campground, food, the whole works for you. But it's not a race. It's just to try to make sure you get active. Our Live Healthy Iowa program is all about educating Iowans on nutrition and the benefits of nutrition and activity. And we want you to understand, there's a big study out there right now that says, hey, you know what, 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes, three times a week of walking, and you will see a definite benefit in your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If you just do that. So we really, a lot of the sports and a lot of the things that we bring to the our mud run, our glow run, our hooping at the dome, all the things that we do there is really about trying to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation.
Absolutely. You bet. And, you know, for those of us, you played some ball, I played some ball.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
For those of us that had a chance to do that, you know, you're always competitive. At some level, you always kind of like to get those competitive juices flowing. And this is your chance to continue to do that, too, in a fun environment. So let's get them signed up. What do they need to know?
iowagames.org. And if you go there, you'll find all the information you need. The first weekend is July 11th through the 12th. Opening ceremony this year, Harrison Barnes, the Ames athlete, now
Golden State Warrior,
is going to be the keynote speaker at the opening ceremony. I tell you, folks, it's one of those things where you see an Olympic-style festival where the parade of athletes, there's the pomp and circumstance. These young kids walk in carrying their banners and their pride into those games, and it's a neat thing to see. Come on out. Join us, and that's July 18th. The opening ceremony in Ames, Iowa, and you find out all this information at iowagames.org.
Easy to find, easy to get yourself organized, and easy to be a competitor once again. Clarence Hudson, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Jim, thank you for having me.